tells her the parashas Vayetze, because Yaakovina has been an ishtam, is Yoisha Beholim, and now Yaakovina has to go out. Now Yaakovina has to go out. The pasuk says Vayetze Yaakov mi Be'er Sheva Vayelech Harona. Chazal say, why is it called Be'er? Be'er. Why is it called Be'er Sheva? Be'er. Racham HaKadosh brings it down. This week's parasha, which did it before with Yosef. So Racham HaKadosh says that the Be'er is the Mokom of the Neshamas. Right, that's what he says. Now what's the Vod? The Vod says the Svarim HaKadoshim say the Be'er is Rosh HaTevis Be'yodai Afkiduchi. Be'yodai Afkiduchi. It refers to the Neshama. The Be'er corresponds to the Neshamas. So Be'er corresponds to the Neshamas Be'yodai Afkiduchi. Sad Neshama. Why is the Neshama compared to Be'er? The Nefesh of a Goy, says in Svarim, is compared to a Boyer. A Yidz is a Be'er and a Goy is a Boyer. What's the Vod? The Vod is, now what happens when you close up a bor, you stop up a bor? It's the end of the bor. You dug the bor and you filled it in. That's the end of the bor. A Be'er is Ein Sof. A Be'er is coming from a Kor that's Ein Sof. Right? Aye, and that's the whole Oymek. That's one of the Sofis of last week's parishes. The Oymek HaKadosh, they dug Be'eris. And we sat Mois and Plishtim. They dug more Be'eris and sat Mois and Plishtim. More Be'eris and sat Mois, because the Be'er is the Bechina of Neshama. Be'er is the Bechina of Yoda Afkidruchi. Just like a Be'er, different to a Boer is Mayim Mechonosim, right? It dries up. It's an old sugi, a Moed Koton, right? That's why from a Be'er, you're not to Chal Moed, because it doesn't, it's not Tircha Meruba. But a Boer, Mayim Mechonosim of water, so eventually it dries up. You're going to have to take a bucket. It's a Tircha Yisair on Chal Moed. It's not possible why that stuff could have been in Yom Tov. Yom Tov is the Bechina of, you must never stop. That's why it's Oyla the Regal. The Raglayim carries on. Yom Tov is the Bechina of the Raglayim carrying on. So Raglayim carrying on, that's the Nibiru between what a Be'er is and what a Boyer is. We're going to get to Hilchus Chol HaMoed. That's Agab. But the Nakuda is the Be'er is a Neshama. Neshama is something that's an Chaim, an Ishmas Chaim. The Neshama stops ever, Chas V'Shom. So Hagans people don't do mitzvahs all the time. Teretz is a goof. My Satmo is a Plishtim. You take offer and you cover the Be'er. No, if you take an offer and you cover Bo'er, that's it. That's the end of it. Loidem Netzach Netzachim. Till you dig another one. Oh, but when you fill up a Be'er, you fill in a Be'er, what happens? You just have to dig. What does it mean to dig? Take your goof away from the picture. Take your goof away. Stop Taiva, stop Yitzhahoras, take the goof away, and you'll find water again. Well, what always happens by the air when it stops? You have to dig a bit deeper. You have to dig a bit deeper. But will you find water? The air is something that's Nimshach Ein Sof. It's Nimshach Ein Sof. It's like the beginning of the Neshama. And Neshama is about the Ein Sof. But the Yitzhahara fills it with offer. Offer is the offer min adama, the goof. It's made from offer min adama. If there's goof in you, then it stops the be'er. However, it's in the be'er, the neshama never stops. The neshama never stops. That's why that's the whole sod that the Ovis HaKadoshim, they all got married, they all met their colors by the be'er. Right? Why they all meet their colors by the be'er? Because Pshat is the Ikka mitzvah of Nisun is the mitzvah of Peruvu. Mitzvah of Peruvu is the mitzvah of Netzach, the mitzvah of Nitzchis, mitzvah of carrying on. What does it mean? Bringing the neshamas down into the world. The whole mitzvah of Nisun is bringing the neshamas down into the world. Bring the neshamas down into the world, and the neshama is the bechina of the be'er. A be'er is the bechina of a neshama. V'yodai afkiduchi. So mainly they went to the be'er because going to be'er for the shidduch means that they're margish, that the whole tachlis of their nisuin is to be moitzi neshamas from the world, to bring down neshamas into the world. So mainly therefore they went to the be'er, they went to the v'yodai afkiduchi to bring the neshamas down into the world, because that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah of Puruvu is the mitzvah of Nitzchis. It's the mitzvah of continuity, the mitzvah of Nitzchis. The mitzvah of Nitzchis, it never stops. You bring the neshamas down, that's the bechina of neshama, and neshama never stops. The goof always stops it. So therefore, if I satma plishtim is azasad yitzahor, and this one was saysim, this one was saysim, this one was saysim, until it came to rechayvus, and there, that's the bechina, like the famous Ramban, whatever, it's the bechina of different base amigdashes. They can cover over, they can make it stop, they can destroy Bis HaMikdash, but the third Bis HaMikdash is the Bis HaMikdash of Netzach, and that's the Bechina where the Neshama will come out in its full glory, and that's the Bechina of Yelcha Michael Choyel, from one world to another world, Yelcha Michael Choyel. So that's the whole Nisayin that Yaakov Avinu is having over here. Yaakov Avinu is having a Nisayin of he was a Yeshev HaHolim. If he's a Yeshev HaHolim, he was Choylech Michael Choyel in Torah, right? Torah mitzvahs. What's the whole sod of oisik mitzvah, potter and a mitzvah? Ikri is a person has to be oisik. Yes, a person has to be a hoylech. So maybe if he's hoylech, he's already doing a mitzvah. If he's hoylech, he's potter from the other mitzvah. The ikri mitzvah of mitzvahs is that a person has to know that he's got to constantly be a hoylech. If he has to constantly be a hoylich, so then if he's oisig anyways, if he's a hoylich anyways, so he's oisig one mitzvah, he's part of the other mitzvah. That's why the whole sugi of oisig mitzvah, part of mitzvah is a mission in sukkah. Hoylich, he's a hoylich edva mitzvah, part of min sukkah. The hoylich edva mitzvah is part of min sukkah. Because the whole sukkah is a yomtiv of halicha. In other words, sukkah is a yomtiv which shows that everything's an arai. Everything's an arai. A person's got to be a hoylich in olam hazeh. So the whole yomtiv of sukkah is a yomtiv of a person's got to realize he's arai in olam hazeh and he's got to be a hoylich. So therefore, he's got to be a hoylich. So the whole mitzvah, the whole inyan yomtiv of sukkah is a hoysik mitzvah. It's a hoylich. It's a hoylich dikhe yomtiv. It's a hoylich dikhe yomtiv. That's the sod of sukkah. It's made of the whole sugi hoysik mitzvah. Potom in a mitzvah is been get to sukkah. That's why by sukkahs, on sukkahs they taka didn't sleep. Kilo sukkahs v'esheiva, they turn the day and the night into day. Now hoylchin, the hoylchin, they never stopped. And that's the yomtiv of sukkahs, as we'll see. So by yakir lina later, he gets to sukkahs. The whole inyan of a yid is a yid is to know that from the morning he's a hoylch. So the bichus of shachar all about doing halicha. Right? Shasali kol tzarki. It's the sod of shasali kol tzarki. Put your shoes on. If I put my malbish arumim, you can't say shasali katzaki. Kilu shasali katzaki, you put your shoes on. That's where the bracha was niskan. Shasali katzaki, you put your shoes on. You can't go out. You can't start walking if you're not dressed either. So you should make malbish arumim. You can also make a shasali katzaki when you put your clothes on. Why dafka the shoes? The Teretz says al tzven sechach in shoes. Everything's tali on the shoes. The shoes. Pnimis atoyrets yidu that the feet, the nalaim, and the shoes. That's connected to guf. It's connected to the goof, and it's the levush of your feet. You put shoes on, that's connected to the goof. That's why in Beis HaMikdash, they were in the Shoma de Kematzah, they didn't wear shoes in the Beis HaMikdash. And Moshe Rabbeinu, Sha'al no lecha, Ma'al raglecha, when you get a nevuah, there's got to be spashtes agashmi, there's no shoes. Shoes is the bechinus aguf. So Mishal is, that's the vort. The vort is that without the shoes, that's neshama. Neshama is a hoylich, the ragaim is a hoylich. Put the shoes on, then you're putting the neshama into the goof. You put the neshama into the goof. Now you're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and now you can start your halicha. You can start halicha with the raglayim. Now you're going to start the halicha. You're going to use your raglayim for halicha. That's the sod of the Yitzhahara. The Yitzhahara always tries to stop the halicha. The Yitzhahara tries to stop the halicha. So Mela the Nochash, she's in charge of stopping halicha. So therefore, he doesn't have halicha. He got his legs chopped off. Niktatu raglof. Because that's the clipper. The clipper of not being a hoylich. The clipper of our raglayim feeling that they've done enough. That comes from the Nochash. And therefore, Niktatu raglof. He doesn't, Taka doesn't have raglayim. So Mela, that's the whole vot. That's the whole sod of Pashas Vayetze. Vayetze Yaakov. Vayetze Yaakov Miber Shova. The be'er is the bechina of the neshama. In other words, now Yaakovin is leaving that bechina and he's like being slavish into a guf. And now he's got to start being a hoylech, neshama, the guf. And yeah, let's make sure that the guf is not a sitmum pilishtim. The offer is not something that's going to disturb the be'er. Be'er shav yetzi Yaakov, he has to make sure to continue the bechina of be'er. He has to continue neshamadik. Neshamadik is nishmas chayim. Neshama comes from the be'er, he said. And the be'er is always going. The be'er is always moving. The be'er never stops. It's just a matter of the offer on top. So Yaakovin is starting on a mahalach. Yetzi Yaakov in be'er. He's starting on a mahalach that he has to continue moving. And continue moving without stopping. So Chazal say, also it's the Bechin of Shabbos. The Bechin of Shabbos. Be'er Sheva is the Bechin of Shabbos. Shabbos is the Neshama Yisera. Shabbos is the Bechin of it's the Neshama Dikata. It's the Neshama. Shabbos is Taka. That Bechin of where the Neshama person feels his Neshama, Shmui feels the Be'er. It's the Neshama Dikata. So Yetzi Yaak is going out of that. And now his avoid is to try to carry on being a Hoylech, even in Azah Matzav. And that's why the first clipper is Kilu, it gets dark, it gets tired, the person goes to sleep. And Yaakovina sees going to sleep. If somebody would have a dream, would wake up. It wasn't a calm dream. It was a Lebedeke dream. Person likes dreaming, he's lying down somewhere. He's dreaming Oilam Yoridim. It's a constant avoida, You got to use your aglaim. And it's a constant avoider. That was the whole mechina of Yaakov Avinu. Therefore, the sod is that when Yaakov Avinu got up from the dream, it says Vayokom Raglav. What does the pasuk say? Rashi says Nasa Kal Lalechas. Vayisa Yaakov Raglav. He lifted up his legs. So what does Rashi say? Nosa libo is raglov, venasa kal lelechas. What's the sod? It became easy for him to walk. Nisa libo is raglov. What's that? That's the hepech of Birkei Derabbanan to Shilhi. Nosa libo is raglov, venasa kal lelechas. Yaakovina realized he's got to carry on halicha, neshamadik, in the raglaim, he's got to carry on neshamadik, he's lasa kalalechas, he's on a journey now, and avad, it's going to be a journey, and he's going to be kalalechas, and he's going to be a hoylech, and he's never going to stop. Hatkadei kachde, when Pashas Vayeshev, Vaitaka wanted to stop Ashtikl, Bikash Yaakov, Leishim Bishalv, the Baruch Shalom says, Baruch Shalom, Leidayin HaTzadikim, Shemesukalem Schab, Oilem Haba, they want to be the Yeshiv Bishalv, and Oilem Hazeh, what's the Oimik, because Yaakov, he wanted to go and sit and learn, he didn't want to have Fraat, he wanted to sit and learn. But Rabbi Shalom says, no, because you've got to carry on, you've got to avoid, and there's no stopping, not even Leishiv, not even in Bechina of Leishiv Bishalv, you've got to carry on, you've got to go on, you've got to be Moisev Ahoylech, Moisev Ahoylech, Moisev Ahoylech, that's the Kneged, that's Kneged the Klippa. That's the whole sod of, also the sod of Chanukah, that's why by Yetzeh, you've had all these parashas, Hachonas for Chanukah, because Chanukah, you have to light the Chanukah candles, at Shetichle Regal Min Ashuk. That's the regal the clipper. The regal the clipper is the regal that gets tired. That's a regal that's tichle. That's a regal that stops. It's a regal that's tired. It's like the Chanukah candles, atcha tichle regal menashuk. And that's why when we paskan and we sifin v'hoilch, and every night you moise v'hoilch. The Indian of Chanukah is to be moise v'hoilch. You got to be a hoilch. You mustn't be the raglaim. You got to wait first for the raglaim of the clipper to be tichle regal menashuk. Gotta wait for those raglaim that hang around the shuk, and those are raglaim, they're nochashtik raglaim, they're raglaim that get tired. They hang around in the shuk and they get tired. Get those raglaim away. Acha techle regal in the shuk. And then you can be moisev hoilech. Then you can come with an emistik raglaim, and then you can be a moisev hoilech. And that's the bechina of the Ner Chanukah. It's Yidua, the Menorah had raglaim. Bechina of the Menorah had raglaim, because the bechina is always to be moisev hoilech, with raglaim. That's the sod of Yaakov Avinu, and that's the sod of Parshas Vayetze. Where's he going in Parshas Vayetze? He's going Parshas Vayetze to base Lavan. What's the difference between Yaakov and Lavan? Yaakov is Emes, Titan Emes Liakov. Lavan is the Shakra. What does the Chazal say? Emes Yesh Leraglaim. Sheker Ein Leraglaim. Emes is Yesh Leraglaim. So Yaakov is the mid of Emes. If he's the mid of Emes, he's got to focus on his Raglaim. Vayisa Yaakov Raglav. He's got to be a Hoylech. So therefore, Vayisa Yaakov Raglav. That's why straight after the whole Birchas HaShachar, we've got our Raglaim ready. Hashehechen Mitzad Igove. All the legs, the steps, everything's ready. Now he's with the raglaim. You got to go on the derech of emes, because emes yesh le raglaim. He's going to the base lovan. Lovan's a shakr and sheker in the raglaim, and therefore the nesoin over there is going to be that the raglaim are going to get tired, because the sheker hasn't got really raglaim. His raglaim are sheker dik raglaim. It's sheker in the raglaim. Yaakovin is the middas of emes. So maybe Yaakovin is going to push through with the Bechinas Raglaim, because the Emes Yesh Raglaim has got to focus on his Raglaim, and that's the Sod of Parshas Vayetze. Yaakov is beginning on the Taka of Vayetze Yaakov, and he's got to be Mamshech from the Be'er, just like the Be'er is Eino Nifsak, so too Yaakov Avinu is going on a journey where he's going to be Makabal, not to be Nifsak, the Raglaim are going to go on, either going to get tired, no, after the dream, Ayisa Yaakov Raglaim, Nasa Kalalechas, if it's Kalalechas, the Raglaim don't get tired, and he's going to realize that with the Rose of Raglaim, he has to move, and he's got a halicha and halicha. Tamid acham ein lemenucha loy v'olam azev loy v'olam amishneim ayechol michay lechoy liyral lekim betziyim. That was the sod of the Beis Hamikdash. Halig of Beis Hamikdash is the sod. We know that the kohenim used to run in the Beis Hamikdash. Hay rotzin v'kevesh. They used to run so fast it became a sakana. Whole inyan of running is in the Beis Hamikdash was the makom of the neshama. Beis Hamikdash was the makom of the neshama. Beis Hamikdash was a mockery where Yid came to the Beis Hamikdash, he realized how there's so much to accomplish, so the Kohenim running, everybody's reason, Kohenim's reason, running, they realized in the Beis Hamikdash, the Kedusha of the Raglaim, they realized Taka, the Avoid of the Raglaim, they had a very interesting Natila in the morning, it wasn't our Natila today, it was Natila's Yadayim, Raglaim. Because the Pshat is that you got to introduce the Raglaim. The Beis Hamikdash was a place where you had to introduce the Raglaim. People outside the Beis Hamikdash, they worked and they did this, they got tired and this and the ends. Rav Shalom says there's no getting tired with your Raglaim. Kunda Yomtev, you have to be Oyle Leregel. So that's the Sod. Sod of Beis Hamikdash, the Sod of Yaakov. And that's the Sod. The Esav, and later, in the later Parashitaka. So Esav, what did Esav do? Esav made Yaakov in a limp. Why did he make Yaakov in a limp? Mayiga Bekaf Yerechai. Taka, he wanted to slow down the Yaakov Avinu's halicha. Yeah, I want to slow down the Yaakov Avinu's halicha. The Yaakov Avinu doesn't tell the sod to Esau. The sod of a yid is always a hoylech. Yelchum Michael Choyel. Yaakov Avinu says to Esav, "Nah, I go slowly. Cholech leiti, I go slowly. Don't bother coming with me." Esav wants to come with Yaakov Avinu because he wants to keep on finding causes and reasons to make Yaakov slow down. So Yaakov Avinu says to Esav, "No, I'm going slow anyways. It's not megala the sod that his raglaim is nasa kalu lachas." So Esav wants to try the yigah bekafi reichoy. Yigah bekafi reichoy is he wants to make Yaakov Avinu limp. Making Yaakov Avinu limp is making the birka the rabbanon the shali minayu. Making Yaakov limp is slow down Yaakov in Zalicha, making him limp. That's the sod of the whole avoid of Yaakov Inu. He's an ish emes, an emes yesh le raglayim, it's a meila, therefore Yaakov Inu is raglayim akal alechas. The more person's dovet to emes, the more person realizes that he's yesh le raglayim, the more person realizes is he's got to be a hoylech, and 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 must never stop, must never feel that he's done enough, must never feel that he's done enough. You see, talk about tzaddikim, see, Pink just telling Abraham before, he answered before, they see that the Baba Shereba, always, whoever did something for him, he was always talking about the next thing already. In a shluchim, a school of 100 children, wow, next year there should be 200. So he gave, built a building, $10 million, it's a huge nadvanim they have. The Rebbe first he said, Agus and Shkoich, Hevish the Helfin, is next year you should give double. Everything, there was no such thing as before he became Rebbe, they told Leib Grona, one of the Gabon, one of the Maskir, and they said, somebody who knew him before, and said, if you become, believe me, you're not going to have an easy life. You know, you're going to have a life. The Rebbe was sugarlick demanding. He was never happy. He always said shkoyach, but always demanding more. He did one thing, but Hashem next year double. Always, that was his mamish on the halach. Because tzaddikim, they realized, yechol mechayel l'chol. There's no such thing as saying, okay, you've done enough. Even when he was old and he lost his wife and he was old and thing for Ked, the more Avedas he had, the more he was Moisef. After his mother was Nifta, and he started the Rashi Sikha, always after the Rebbetzin was Nifta, he mamish moved into the building of 770. And there was a Fabring, and then every Shabbos, in other words, as soon as there was a Sibba to stop, then it was a Moisef Aholach, a Moisef Aholach, a Moisef Aholach. Never ever happy, never happy. Always being mispashet. Mispashet in the world. He was mispashet in the world. He was never happy. There was another yid. You have to send another shliach. And here there's another five yid in this loch. You got to send another. Never ever happy. Always wanted to be moisav ha'olach. Wanted moisav ha'olach. It's always a darga. It's always a madrega by tzaddikim. Always to be moisav ha'olach. Never stop him because they're dovek to an emes. And yid who dovek to an emes. Yid who dovek to emes is the emes is yesh lo raglayim, and the emes carries on and never stops. Therefore, even after the patir of tzaddikim, if you see that it's taka going on, and you see it's mispashet, and you see it's not shvaching up, then he knows an emes yesh le raglayim. If it's yesh le raglayim, it's got to carry on. If you see something that doesn't carry on, b'chozek, so then fakir, then it shows that it was a lack of emes, and therefore it's not the same bren anymore. But something that's the same bren, even though the tzaddik's not there anymore, and it's fakir, it's mispashet, and it's even more and more and more, then it shows it was emes. And emes yesh le raglayim. Yesh le raglayim is never going to stop. Never going to stop. That's the sod of parashas of the Yetzid. It's the sod of Yaakov Avinu. It's the sod of these parashas, the melchama between Yaakov and Esav. That's why the melchama between Yaakov and Esav of Bisod is the melchama of Midas HaYesod. Midas HaYesod is Dafka Bein HaRaglayim. That's where the Yetzahara is. Midas HaYesod, the Midas Bris Mila is Bein HaRaglayim. Bein HaRaglayim, because that's because as soon as Chas V'Shalom the person is Poigim, so it's Poigim HaRaglayim. It's Poigim HaRaglayim. It's Poigim HaRaglayim. Netzach Hoid and Yesod. Netzach Hoid and Yesod. Nehi. It's a Netzach is the right leg, and the Hoid is the left leg, and the Mokum HaMila is the Yesod and the Malchus. That's the vote. The vote is dafka. The yitzhar is by the raglayim. The yitzhar is bechina trying to be oikah the raglayim. He's trying to be oikah the raglayim, and therefore that's why it's zrizus. That's why it's zrizus. The first sif in Shulchan Aruch. The first thing is skaber kairi. Skaber kairi. Because if a person is lazy, if a person is an otze, if a person is not. Shlomo Melech says lechem lamala. Go to the ants. Watch them how they run. Watch them how they walk. Watch the halicha. Because the yitzhar always wins when a person is lazy. If a person is always a hoylech. Person's always a hoylech, he's dovek to the emes, is that nothing will get in, there's nothing will get in his way. That's the sod of Yaakov Avinu, all the nisyonos he was going to go through, he was about to go into stumbling blocks now. Till now, it's Yosha Baholim, was straight, geschmack, no afros, and now he's walking along a path, he's a hoylech, and when he's a hoylech, then the stumbling blocks, there's Yitzahoras, there's Machsholos. Rabban Shalom came to him in a dream and said to him, no, nothing to worry about, gay weiter, and that's a and that's a lesson to a person in the world. It's the Hilgar Chaim. Chaim Kodesh says the whole inner of Yetzer Yaakov is the neshama coming down into the guf. These are all the lessons neshama coming down to the goof. As we said, so that's mamish heini nadvar. The neshama is a nishmas chayim. Mitzad the neshama is leinasa namay raglina. Hasom nafsheinu leinasa. The neshama is a be'er. Be'er is always going. When the neshama is coming down into a goof, a goof is lazy. A goof is heavy. A goof is offa min adama. Offa min adama is like satmo plishtim. They fill it up with offa, and it's very hard. The neshama comes down into the goof. He suddenly feels heavy and does. So that's the Chaim Kodesh says. That's the this parash is the remez of the neshama coming down into the goof. And mina therefore. That's why the parasha goes on. The parasha teaches us how to make it light. The person's got to be malachim, looking oyin lami yordim, he's got to be busy. The malachim going up, so the chayim kodesh are the mitzvahs. The mitzvahs of ma'ira yichud elyon, and that's what brings down oyin lami yordim boy, goes up and goes down. The person's always got to be busy, and that's the nekuda of a person coming to this world. He's got to constantly be a hoylach, he's got to constantly fight the goof and carry on, fight the yitzahor, is trying to make him. Trying to make him into a bechin of the nachash, niktzitzu raglov, trying to limp him like Esav, a yiga bekaf yirecha. A person's got to be light with his legs, and that's chus of a yisa yaakov raglov. A person's dovek to the emes, the person's dovek to emes. His then it's vayisa yaakov, the raglaim akal aleches, and a person can go, nothing can stop him, and he can go in the bechin of yirecha, yichai lechoyel, yirah lelekim tzion beiz Hashem. That's the soul of Hanukkah. Mamish sort of Hanukkah. They went. They're not going to stop.
That's the first Tzivit Avraham Avinu said.
Lech. Yeah. Mamish, that's the same word. And back there, the Yevonim were Poygim, want to be Poygim in the Ner. If you Poygim in the Ner is always there. The Ner is the Be'er Neshama. Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam. Ner is the Be'er. The Be'er is always going. The chiyus, the lebedikait, and the yidim is away. It's Hashem. That's what the Yevonim, are trying to take away. The Yevonim are trying to take away the nitzkis of Klal Yisrael, the continuity of Klal Yisrael, the lebedikait of Klal Yisrael. Balaturim Daka brings down, and Daka by the Be'er. One was called Esek and Sitna, and the last one was called Rechivus. The Balaturim says the Rechivus is connected. It's connected Yovan that they're trying to be mevatel the pru revu of Klal Yisrael. Trying to be mevatel the pru revu of Klal Yisrael in order that they shouldn't have a hemshach. That's the vote of the Yevonim. So therefore. The connected Zeh, we're going on. Mitzad the Ner, and Ner has to be Moisef. And Ner has to be Moisef Ahoylech. And that's the connected Zeh, Lumazeh, of the Yvonne. They're trying to stop the Hisofa. They wanted to try to stop. They're trying to say, Shili. Come to them, say it. No, Yiddishkeit goes on. Yechum Michael Achayim.